Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Awaken Together podcast. I'm Jen.
And I'm Kat.
And today we are going to be doing just a little catch up for you. And we wanted to announce that for now, this is going to be a final episode just to kind of pause and create space for Kat and I's life. So we wanted to reflect on just the entire journey, let you guys know kind of all of the things happening, where our headspace is at. And yeah, we're just going to kind of wrap it up for now with this episode. So it's so surreal.
Yeah, it's definitely bittersweet in reflection on the past 3 years. Like Jen, you were just saying, we started in August of 2021, and what a different world it was back then, right?
We had no idea what was going to happen in this.
We didn't.
Country, the world. It was like peak chaos times for sure.
Yeah, seriously. Thinking about like COVID-19, like deep in the throes of that still, the world was recovering, but we never knew. Like there was just so much uncertainty still. I was in the midst of planning my wedding, which feels like that happened a lifetime ago. We were both working full time in our businesses, and we've just like continued on with that, of course, but added on other work since. Like friendships have developed, our own spiritual journeys, other relationships. So much has changed, but so much has also remained the same beautifully.
Yeah. Yeah, it was wild timing when we started this because I think Kat and I both had kind of our spiritual awakenings. We're already pretty deep on the path when the pandemic initially started. And it was like definitely a time in society. I feel like a lot of people kind of just being out of their routine turned inward in a whole new way. You started really seeing the terms of inner child healing and healing work, and a lot of people just like entering into spirituality, at least in some way, shape, or form at that time. And it felt like a pretty big just calling, I think, to put some of our journey out there and some of the stuff we had already delved into on our own paths and kind of step into that teaching mode. We had already both been teaching yoga, but I think so much of the other stuff was not something we had really gotten to like share and voice out. And it's been so fun on this podcast to not only get to share all of those little things on our journeys that have made a difference for our own mind, body, spirit healing, but also we've had these incredible guests and experts and other people that have really, you know, that I think this path kind of finds you when it's really needed. And then, you know, for some of us that happens in like a slow journey, and for others, life kind of forces you to do this work. And yeah, it's just been wild to hear a bunch of people's stories kind of go through the same thing. Yeah.
Right? Like human design, plant medicine, and a couple different shapes and forms. All the astrology. Thanks to you.
I've come so far in astrology on this whole journey. Like, right? So, oh my gosh, I'm in so deep now. Truly.
I know. It's so cool. Like yoga, Reiki, energy healing, shadow work, so many different tools. And that was kind of our intention with this podcast when we started it too. Thinking back to then, its creation was kind of sharing little tidbits and like an intro to all of these different tools so that you, our listeners, could kind of listen in and see, ooh, I'm really drawn to that. Or, ooh, this was interesting. It's like the tip of the iceberg and a little bit of encouragement and inspiration for you to go deeper on what really feels sticky for you and what really resonates, because it's different for everybody, right? And I think it can get a little overwhelming, like in just thinking about everything out there. But it's not everything is for everybody. And so I hope that you, our listeners, could take a couple things and really find resonance in it. And I know we'd love to hear like what some of those tools were, what some of those episodes were that really spoke to you and that maybe made a shift for you and caused that cause and effect of taking you deeper in a different direction.
Yeah, it's been so cool to hear different people reach out to us and share that kind of thing, like what we've piqued their interest in and then what's kind of come to be because of that. Because exactly, I think a lot of these different avenues, it's not that you need every single one deeply, heavily integrated, but it's all different tools to help you just break free of some of the more ego-based, just like fear-based identities, some of the things that can get you so stuck in old patterns and old behaviors and really help you create a shift. And it's a way to kind of learn to communicate with the universe and trust and surrender in kind of a deeper way. And all these tools like kind of do it in a, you know, slightly different ways, but they all kind of end up with the same result. And I think that's just like a greater sense of peace and trust and understanding. And even though there's always going to be weird human emotions that we have to experience, these tools are really important for us not letting something completely spiral us, but to also just help us stay grounded and rooted, but also in a place where we can listen and tune in to higher guidance. And yeah, some of these tools have been so much more important than others at different points in my life. So I never think you have to understand every single thing. And I do think you can get so over intellectual with wanting to know the ins and outs of every single practice that you don't actually utilize and drop in with one of them. And it's building a relationship of communication. I think all of it is something that the more you give, the more you'll kind of get. And we just wanted to provide a whole like list of things you could do that with.
That's right. That's right. And in reflection, when we first started this, I feel like I was really in the space of the teacher and the coach and the guide. And it is a very big like core part of my being. But I think it's also beautiful how life can ebb and flow and how that can shift. And there have been moments where recently I've reflected on that and had a little bit of a moment of like self-judgment or self-criticism of like, wow, I don't feel like that's me right now. I feel like I've stepped back into the seat of the student, which is so important too. You know, I feel like it's always there. I'm always such a learner. But in terms of a shift that I felt recently, I'm not sharing things openly, like on social media anymore, whereas I was very heavily when we first started this. And just that need to coach and guide. I'm feeling it's less of a emphasis on that in my life right now. I'm more so like Kyla and I were starting a microdosing journey together today. It just feels like I'm in this like a little bit of a liminal, like quieter space of life. I've been entering it, and now especially like listening to the time to pause, you know, and close the podcast for a bit. My intention for the year is trust. And so I'm just trying to trust that, like, with this additional space, with this quieter time, being in the seat of the student, it is exactly where I'm meant to be right now, and letting go of any of that judgment. I'm not taking on any coaching clients. I'm really been into this learning space of deepening my relationship with the Akashic, practicing energy healing on myself, on people in my immediate circle, just taking things a little bit more local and close to home has been feeling really, really resonant. And by the time our retreat happens this fall, I know and trust that like I'll also be super ready to pour myself out into others again. I'm just feeling this like quiet summer vibe of just like immediacy, my immediate people, my local community, and pouring in and out of that for the time being.
I love that so much. And that's such a good point to make, that it is going to go in waves. I say there's usually like my study and absorb year, and then there's my year to kind of like, integrate and kind of move through life with some of that knowledge more. I think I do kind of follow a little bit of that pattern. I know when we started this, I was nomadic and living out of my car and traveling the country, which, yeah, just to remind, Kat and I had met one time for like a very brief period. And then we started this podcast when I was not even living in the same state as Kat. So it's so funny. We took such a leap. It felt so aligned and
so cool. And now we're like best friends, right?
We like, I know. That was wild. Yeah. I love it. We knew right away. We didn't need much convincing of what we were supposed to do together. But yeah, thinking of that time, I know for me, that entire journey and so many of the lessons after, I was like right in Saturn return time. And so many of my lessons were around control. And I had such little sense of control, obviously living out of my car. You can't like hyper plan that in the same way. And it was really learning to sit in the present with even very big emotions and really not having a plan for the future, which I could get, my Virgo side could get so neurotic in planning that I could never stay in the present. And that brought up so many layers of stuff for me. And I do think a lot of that has, you know, really integrated. It's wild to be on the other side of that, where I really don't hyper control very much at all. I really think that year and just some of what I've shared over the first couple years since we started the podcast has really been like a huge surrendering. Like, it's night and day different for me, at least in my physical body.
Yeah. I want to like reflect that back. I see that in you too. And just this like this greater sense of softness over you.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Yeah. Such a greater sense of that. And like just realizing like you can only control so many things. I might as well just learn the ride. And yeah, I think for me, astrology has been a beautiful lens for that. And just realizing that we all have such an individual soul journey. And it's just been beautiful to see all the charts and kind of dive into that in a deeper way. But I do think energetically, like, yeah, things have shifted. There's been a lot of change in what that looks like for me. I definitely went back into working, which changed the dynamic a lot of what I could do and what I could offer. But having this outlet, learning to trust my voice through this platform and through TikTok, like, I remember us being so nervous when we started, you know, just listening back and just, you know, wanting to make sure everything sounded good. It's just, it's been beautiful to reflect on. I think me and you have shifted so much, but it's been so nice. And then to end up in the same space and get to create more together has been so beautiful too.
Seriously, like this chapter, this past 3 years has been such a beautiful, like, stamp on my life. And I'm just so grateful. So grateful for you, Jen, for us co-creating this space, for the beautiful community that we've grown. And it's like, what's next, right? We just look ahead. We reflect, we stay present, we look ahead. And I know that we'll continue making magic together.
Absolutely. And yeah, to share just a few final things for this episode, we definitely want you to continue to listen. We have so many episodes that you can go in and reflect back on. But looking at even right now, currently what is happening, there has obviously been so many things in the world, and there's stuff that can feel so heavy and really requires a lot of space to process and feel everything. And I think what's important to remember when we're going through so much, and this is an election year here in the US, and there's a lot of things that you have to kind of tune into and then tune out of and reground. But just remembering, because I think it can get powerless. You can feel, you know, very powerless really quickly within all of that stuff, that the gifts, the things that light you up, your authenticity, your own journey, the things that you learn to work through, there is really such a ripple effect. And I mean, Kat and I have seen this ripple effect from taking this leap to do this podcast, taking the leap to delve into vulnerability and authenticity. And although it's been more messy, and I would say, like, for Kat and I, remember early episodes us talking about how we weren't great at feeling our feelings. We were really good at thinking through everything, but like dropping into the more like feeling and trusting was not as effortless for me and Kat. Like, we have had such a messier journey, I think, over the years, because we've opened the door to trusting all of the human feelings and then all of the wisdom on top of that. But like, all of those things have created such a ripple effect, not only in how we interact with our immediate space, but also just the people and the world around you really shift when you step into that integrity. And so just remembering that your own personal journey, like unlocking yourself, is what a huge point is, and actually being able to change what reality looks like. It has such a bigger, potent, energetic effect, but it also just changes the dynamics of, yeah, all of our close connections. And that really does create an impact. And I think at this point, it's been so beautiful, even though there's all this legislation trying to return us into the freaking 1800s. I also think the authenticity and people discovering their own truths at this point is so loud. It's never going to be able to go back to being the same. Like, watching just, me and Kat were just at Pride like last weekend, and just getting to see just all the people just owning so many truths. Mm-hmm. Like, there wasn't space for that before. And although we still are at this, you know, kind of refined place of some people want to see it this way, some people want to see it that way, it's also like truth and integrity and authenticity are always going to be the loudest. And I just think because so many people did start this work, you know, several years ago and are still entering it now, like, it really is going to have a potent effect for what we accept and what we allow to happen.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly right. So well said, Jen. Mm-hmm. And in thinking about that, you know, life is a mirror. Like, it's not a window, and you see it as you are, not as it is. So I think it can be really difficult when there's so much craziness with like two political candidates, you know, opting for running our country. And we've seen how both of them have run it at this point. Mm-hmm. And it can be really easy to lose hope because, you know, just the options feel a little grim. Yeah. But what's so important is returning to our practices during these times of holding that hope, even when hope is hard to find, looking for it, surrounding ourselves with good news, with positive people. Because when we are in more cynical phases of life, which we all dip into, it's normal, just want to say that, that's when the world starts to actually seem like a harder place and it perpetuates itself, right? But like you said, Jen, we are in the age of Aquarius. Like, you can't go back. We can only go forward. And with all these people awakening, it's really important to remember that, like, we are not alone in this. We are actually so together. And just because we don't see each other every day and other people who are also aligned on this mission of making the collective of a better place, starting with ourselves, we just have to remember that and trust in that, knowing that we're all here doing our own little parts every day, micro things, whether it's giving someone a compliment that you see on the street that you're like, ooh, yeah, I really want to say this, even if it's like a weird thing. And it makes them smile. And then that smile allows them to maybe smile at someone else in the street and make someone else's day. And then maybe that person doesn't have road rage when they're driving their car, mm-hmm. doesn't flip someone else, and actually lets them go. And this is how we cause the ripple effect. And little by little, it might feel small, but it is so important. Every interaction we have is all towards making this world a better place. So mm-hmm. when we align with that, we surround ourselves with the good, follow the good news movement on Instagram, like whatever it takes, have a little moment with your partner, your friend at the end of the day and share about what went well. That's how we make these shifts and step into more inspiring, positive, empowering places of being.
Mm-hmm. We all have the code inside of us to help. We're all going to do it in different ways. It's going to look different for all of us. And yeah, just being able to sit in even discomfort and be able to hold space for it is a huge gift. And it's a gift that's really, it's not earned easily. It's earned through a lot of work. And I just think being able to hold space for the duality of all is so important and so a part of this path too. So just remembering that all of the little pieces do matter. And that was like really our intention for this podcast was really helping people remember that this is an individualistic thing, but it's also all for a collective thing. I think only you can unlock you and only you are going to be able to figure it out. No person is going to be able to give you the exact formula. And yeah, that's why we gave all the tools that we did, but it is to create a collective shift so our world can finally be safe for all humaning and we're not dealing with what is right, what is wrong, because someone's inner truth really can speak and deserves to have space. And I think that's what all of this has really been about. So thank you guys for being on this journey and taking in all of the little things that have helped Kat and I find ourselves and sharing what has helped you. And we definitely want to keep hearing all of that too.
That's right. It reminds me of one of my favorite quotes. You are not just a drop in the ocean. You are the entire ocean in a single drop. Says it well.
I love that. I love it. Yeah. So beautiful.
Aww.
And yeah, Kat, so surreal.
So surreal. I know. My goodness. Well, Jen and I are here in Denver, and we would love to be connected with you all even greater, knowing that we won't be having like weekly, bi-weekly episodes like this. So please find us on Instagram, Awaken Together Podcast. My Instagram is my name, Katarina with a K underscore Erickson, E-R-I-C-K-S-O-N. And Jen, you want to share your handles on Instagram and TikTok?
Yeah, I'm really on TikTok more than Instagram. I try to like spread it out, but it's always senseful. So like your senses, senseful.wellness and senseful.wellness.com is where I have all my readings to be able to do birth charts, astrology, Reiki, yoga, any of those things. And yeah, Kat, share your website too, because we always will post any retreats and collabs we do together through those things too.
Yeah. My website's under construction, but it's Catalyst with a K, catalystliving.com. And yeah, whenever you're in Denver, hit us up, find us, let us know. I teach yoga at Black Swan, both locations here in Denver. It's a donation-based studio. And I know we'll continue offering workshops here and there at Nurture Where I Work and just for the community whenever we feel the call and inspiration strike.
Yeah. And if you look in the Awaken Together podcast Instagram bio, we have a link for totes if you want a little Awaken Together tote to use. We made those just as an offering for everyone, so you can check those out if you want to carry them around. The logo is so cute. I love our logo. Shout out to my sister
Darcy. Yes, we've got stickers, we've got totes, all the ways to show the love. We really appreciate it.
Yes, and please catch up on all the other episodes we have done. And yeah, thank you guys so much. It's literally been the most beautiful journey and we appreciate every minute of it. It's been beautiful to watch everything continue to grow and how you guys have shared the podcast. And we appreciate all the ratings on there. And just it's wild. We realize we have done over 80 episodes and it's just mind blowing.
Yeah, the end of an era, but the beginning of something new. So we'll see where Spirit Universe decides to take us next. But so stoked for the journey, so full of gratitude. Love you all so much. I feel like I want to close with like a final breath. What do you think?
Yeah, I love that.
All right, awesome. Well, wherever you are, let's find a nice tall seat or just a position where you can elongate your spine, tuck your chin in towards your chest, so you can grow taller at the crown of your head. On your next breath in, shrug your shoulders up towards your ears, draw it upwards. Exhale, let it all fall down. Release. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Love you all so much. Love you so much, Jen.
What a way to start the day. Love you all. Bye, everyone.
We'll see y'all soon. Bye.